Hello, and welcome to the Maximizing the Net podcast, a weekly podcast highlighting a topic of interest to Maximizing the Net newsletter subscribers. For those of you that have just happened upon this podcast, MaximizingTheNet.com is a website that lets you take advantage of great online purchase deals on the net. We scour the net for deals on computers, computer software, electronics, web hosting and web design, domain purchasing, voice over IP phone service, mobile phones, books, textbooks, movies, games, gourmet food, and a host of other products and services that people buy on the World Wide Web. Our newsletter highlights tips, advice, and recommendations on tons of products and services available on the web, and we take pride in offering some of the best deals on the net. I'm Kendra Cotton, managing editor of MaximizingTheNet.com, and I thank you for joining us this week, and I thank you for subscribing to our newsletter. Even though this podcast is geared towards people that are already subscribers, if you're listening to this and you haven't subscribed, I would encourage you to visit MaximizingTheNet.com as soon as possible and sign up for it. This week's topic is maximizing computers. After working in tech support for many years and being fairly comfortable around computers, one of the questions I get asked most often is, what kind of computer should I buy? For years, I've been telling people the specific kind of computer isn't as important as what you need the computer for. If you visit the MaximizingTheNet.com Tops Deals page, you'll see our guide to buying computers, which help answers this question in a bit more detail. In the guide to buying computers on the Top Deals page, you'll find the five basic things I think any computer shopper is looking for when they look to purchase a new computer. The first of which is ease of use, which is essentially how user-friendly is the computer. Can you turn it on easily? Does it have accessibility to the right ports that you need, the USB ports and anything that you need for your mics or any other peripherals that you need to attach to the computer? And more importantly, can you learn how to use it quickly without much additional training? The next thing is compatibility. How well does your new computer work with your old hardware and software components? This is especially important for people purchasing replacement computers or upgrading past equipment. Depending on how long it's been since you last upgraded, you might find that newer computer hardware and software doesn't quite work that well with your old stuff, so it's probably a good time to update those old components as well. The next issue is reliability. Does the computer work when you need it to? And if it doesn't, does it have a great tech support package? Nobody wants to deal with technical support issues on their computer, but anyone that's ever had one knows that this is inevitable, even if the issue is a small one. One of the reasons I've paid a premium on computers that I've purchased in the past was for the support package offered with them. And I did this despite being a fairly technologically savvy person. Why? Because even I don't want to deal with the headache of having to deal with a terrible customer support or replacement service experience. Having worked in tech support for years, I have a general belief that most computers are made equally, technical glitches and defective components notwithstanding. Because I'm not a salesman, I can be honest in this realm and say that while you can detect minute differences in the quality of one sound or graphics card over the other, generally speaking, a computer is a computer. As long as there is no defective components, the biggest issue of reliability is going to be the technical support and fixing things promptly when they go wrong. I've learned that defective computer components appear to be a pretty common occurrence among all computer manufacturers, and most times they know what's wrong, but they don't deem it important enough to fix it until it's negatively affected a significant portion of people. I won't get into the particulars of which brand is known for this or that, but I would advise anyone that's gearing up to purchase a computer in the near future to do a quick Google search for the brand and model that you want to buy and then add the term problems to it and see what comes up. The internet is a great resource for finding just about anything you need to know, especially when it comes to computers. The fourth basic thing that I think computer shoppers are looking for is security, both in terms of making sure that your computer is safe physically and virtually from technical issues like viruses and malware. This is particularly important, and if you check out our Internet Security and Antivirus Software page located at maximizingthenet.com/software/software.html, you'll find help in choosing the right products under this category. I've talked about Internet Security in a previous podcast, and this is definitely something that you don't want to overlook. By the way, the physical security and safeguarding against theft of a computer is really something that you should be most concerned with if you're buying a laptop or a netbook. The final thing that I think shoppers are looking for when they go to buy a computer is price, getting the most value for your dollar spent. Everyone that has been on computers for the past couple of years can attest to the constant dropping of computer prices in the past decade. You can probably expect to pay anywhere from $200 to $1,000 for a computer. And if you're buying a computer online and you see a sale price, I would suggest taking advantage of it sooner rather than later, because I've personally seen sales prices change as much as 20% in less than 12 hours on some websites, and a lot of times it does so without warning. So that's something to keep in mind. The biggest piece of advice that I could give for a computer shopper is know what you want and why. That way you'll have a better idea of what you're paying for. I always advise people not to pay a lot for extra stuff like premium graphics or sound cards or faster processors or larger hard drives if you really don't have a specific need for those features. Most prepackaged and ready-to-ship computers these days have everything the average computer user needs and more. In fact, if you check out our Trusted Partners page located under our top deals on our website at maximizingthenet.com/deals/partners.html, you'll see a great deal that we're running from mynetbookdirect.com. They offer an ultimate netbook package that includes a netbook, a great software package, and additional accessories like a case, a cooling stand, and a mouse. And it's really a great deal at a really great price. And if there is one final piece of computer buying advice that I would give to someone, especially a first-time computer buyer, it would be buy a Mac. Some people put a lot of time and energy into arguing PCs versus Macs, but in my opinion, which comes from more than a decade of computer use and providing frontline customer service and technical support to computer users, Macs are simply easier to own, and while they're slightly more expensive, the peace of mind that you get from having a relatively stable, easy-to-use, user-friendly computer puts that additional cost at a place where it pays for itself. So that's just my opinion, and that's coming from a person that owns both a Mac and Windows-based computer. So I'm not totally biased when I say that. That is really my preference, and if I had to ever recommend anything to anyone for computers, I would say buy a Mac because it's always easier. So that's it. I thank you for listening to the MaximizingTheNet.com podcast, and I hope that you'll continue to visit the Maximizing the Net website and sign up for our newsletter if you haven't already. There's also a survey link on the site, and we encourage you to submit your suggestions to us that way. In fact, I invite anyone that's listening to my voice right now to visit the Maximizing the Net website, check it out, and give us your feedback through the contact page or sending us your thoughts at podcast@maximizingthenet.com or in 180 characters or less on Twitter at @maximizingnet. Note, there's no "the" in the Twitter name because we didn't have enough characters to include it. I hope you'll join us next week, and until then, continue maximizing the net.